This is Steve Knopfsinger for KFRM reporting on the Oldie Seed Farm's Fall Harvest Tour Update, sponsored in part by Morton Buildings, Kansas Corn, and Kansas Sorghum. Today I am talking with Shad Marston. He is the Agricultural and Natural Resources Extension Agent in McPherson County, Kansas. Shad, how is the fall harvest going in your area?
Well, a fall harvest has started in the corn area. A lot of the dryland corn is being cut as we speak, and our reports of that has been, I think, from 80 to 120 bushels an acre. Some of our irrigated early corn has done a lot better, maybe in that 180 mark, and some that's went on to be harvested for silage in our corn fields.
How's the moisture been from planting time up to now then? Sounds like pretty good.
You know, we had some good moisture at the beginning of the summer, and then it got hot and dry, typically when the corn needed it, and it wasn't quite there. And then in August, we got some spotty rains, and quite a bit of our county, McPherson County, got some rains in August that normally we don't get. And so that maybe didn't benefit the corn yields, but it definitely helped out our milo that's coming on, and our soybeans, and definitely the double crop soybeans.
Have you had any challenges as far as hail or disease or pest pressure of any kind this year?
I think this year on some of the challenges that we've had is nothing out of the ordinary as far as what we have out there in our fields. I think some farmers have done a good job in updating their genetics with the best varieties out there to benefit their situations. And I think this fall, then we should reap some of the benefits of this last moisture, especially, you know, this last weekend, our whole county got a nice rain, a nice slow rain, which will help our wheat planting coming up in the next couple of weeks.
What percentage of your corn harvest do you think you have in at this time?
I'm guessing we're probably over 50% of our corn that's been harvested. Different areas of our county have different water issues, and so a lot of irrigation on the south side in the Mountain Ridge and Inman areas, a lot of irrigation spotty around south of Canton and even up in the Lindsburg area and the river bottom where there is some irrigation. And so some of those fields will be cut here shortly.
Is it primarily for grain, or how's it been?
Yeah, I suspect most of this cut this year will be for grain. There's some growing yards and some different farmers and producers that will utilize some of the corn for silage. And some of our milo is just now turning colors, and so we're a little ways off with that little bit of moisture that we had there in August.
This has been the Oldie Seed Farm's Fall Harvest Tour Update, sponsored in part by Morton Buildings, Kansas Corn, and Kansas Sorghum. I've been talking with Shad Marston, the Agricultural and Natural Resources Extension Agent in McPherson County, Kansas. This is Steve Knopfsinger reporting.